This presentation is brought to you by Riverwalk Media.
Luis Arriaza!
Senior Vice Chair, Luis Arriaza!
Así es.
Woo, 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 woo.
Thank you, I'm so nervous.
No, come here, come here. Say it right here. Are they not amazing? Yes or no? Who would want Miss Andrea the Transporter and her awesome husband Moto and Mr. Luis, Master Luis, in their downline? Who would want that? Well, you can't get them because we have them already, but you may find someone close to them. Not exactly. But in order to find people like them, what must you do? Who says work? Yeah. We all work though. Yes? We all go to work and we still don't find people like this. So how do we find people like this? Huh? Yes, we can go, we can door knock, we can cold market, we can talk to strangers, we can do all that. But it's more than that. How do we find people like this? Say it again. That's it. You can't attract who you're not. So if you want to be big, you got to be, if you want to attract big, you got to be big. Yes? That doesn't mean you have to wear tight white pants. Men, please don't wear tight white pants. That may not be too attractive. But that means you must be great. And how often must you be great? You must be great every single day of your life. You must wake up feeling great. You must go to the office feeling great. You must recruit feeling great. As a network marketer, you have no days off. I repeat this. As a network marketer, you have no days off. That is why, see, some of you, I know I'm turning some of you off already. You're like, oh, but I got in this because I can vacation and I can do all this stuff. That's why, like BJ Palmer once said, you must make your vacation and your vacation your vocation. And when you can intertwine your worldly purpose with your divine design, then you'll never work again another day in your life. Okay? So that is how you attract people like this. Yes? So please give these two super rock stars, a huge round of applause, please.
Thank you, Doc.
Thank you. I'll
take that. Awesome. Okay. So we are very excited. But I want to know who I'm talking to here. Let me see, how do I turn this on? My friend, Mr. Carlos. Where's my dear friend, Carlos? Carlos, I need to turn this on? Okay. Do me a favor. We want to help just like we've been helped. Is that okay? Yes? Who here came because they want to better their life? Who here came because they want to better their business? See, if you ask Dr. Corey and you ask Tom, one of the main things that they look for in a downline, Dr. Corey and Tom, tell me if I'm correct or incorrect. One of the main things, not maybe the main thing, but one of the main things that you look for in someone in a downline is someone who's coachable. Yes or no? Yeah. You can't coach someone that doesn't obey, right? So we have systems in our organization, and we have systems that are duplicatable, and we have systems that produce success. How many here have been in network marketing for longer than 1 year? Okay, how about longer than 2 years? Yes? How many here believe that they should be at a higher rank? Stand up if you are a vice president or less. Stand up if you're a vice president or less. Vice president or less. Vice president or less. Stand to your feet if you are a vice president. Párense si son vicepresidentes o menos. Stand up to, okay, so if we do a good job, because there's 90% that are vice president less. If we do a good job by the end of this year, all of you should be senior vice chairs. Okay, that's if we do a good job, yes? Now, I'm telling you right now that the people that you're gonna hear speak today are gonna deliver the message. But the question is, are you ready? So if you're ready, we gotta cooperate, is that okay? So the number one step to success is you must sit up front. So everyone in the back, you have to fill in the rows. You have to fill in the seats. And we're gonna give you 30 seconds. Everyone in the back, if you wanna succeed, you don't have to. Yes, this is the cool thing. Success isn't about victims, it's about volunteers. So you gotta want to succeed. So everyone in the back, I don't wanna start calling out your shirt color, everyone in the back, you gotta move to the front and you gotta fill the seats. And even if you don't know people, fill them in. It's gonna help your business, yes? So when people come in late, they don't distract you. They don't disturb you. Okay? So fill it in. Fill in just a little housekeeping. Fill in seats all the way in the front. All the way in the back. So come to the front. All the way, there you go. There you go. All the way in the back. In the back. Back. Way in the back. Come to the front. Come to the front. All the way in the back. All right. Now this looks much nicer. Okay. Now give yourself a big round of applause real quick. Oh my goodness. Spartans. Give yourself a big round of applause, Spartans. So we got to go to the fundamentals here, yes? When we applaud, what does that mean? And that's okay because I'm patient and I love to build people. When we applaud, what does that mean? What happens when you applaud? What does it mean? What is applaud? What does that mean? That means what? That's right. That means that you are in agreement. Yes? That's so if you applaud, that means you're in agreement. Yes? So are you in agreement that you want to grow your business? Are you in agreement that you want to grow your life? So if you would be 100% certain, if you would be 100% certain that the information that you're going to receive today is going to radically change your life and your business, how loud would you applaud? Very good. That's what I'm talking about. If you would be 100% certain that within the next 24 to 36 months, you'd be making six figures a month, you'd be certain. You wouldn't hope. You wouldn't wish. You would be 100% certain, 100% that within 24 to 36 months, your income, your monthly income, would be over $100,000 per month. Certain. How would you apply it?